This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And here's WSMI's Tim Byes.
Thank you, T-Totes.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. It's Championship Saturday.
Championship Saturday, yes. A fun week with basketball we have had, and now the big dogs are going to play for the big trophies tonight.
That's exactly right. You got the top two seeds scoring off at the Litchfield Invitational. Really probably no surprise there.
No.
Another good week of basketball at the Invitational, but Civic Memorial and Metro East Lutheran championship game tonight. Tip at 7:30.
7 o'clock. And Mount Zion takes on Taylorville at 5:30. Certainly, Civic Memorial, Metro East Lutheran, the top two teams in the tournament. They did. The coaches got it right when they seeded them that way. So,
and it works out. You got a little bit of a bigger school and a smaller school in the championship game. That's always kind of the beauty of the Litchfield Invitation.
Yeah, and it should be a terrific ball game tonight. You know, this one could go right down to the wire. So Civic Memorial is good. Metro East Lutheran has had a pretty good week, too. So we'll see how it goes. Nokomis takes on Roxana, by the way.
Played above their seed.
Of course.
To the surprise of no one.
To nobody's surprise. They're playing in the fifth place game against Roxana at 4 this afternoon, a game we'll have on WSMI FM 106. Prior to that, Greenville and Pena will play in the seventh place game. So, and those are the four games at the Litchfield Invitational Tournament, 49th annual tournament.
49 years.
But that's nothing compared to Macoupin County.
They're halfway there. Halfway there.
Yeah, halfway there.
So Nokomis and Roxana live at 4 today on FM 106. That will lead us into our championship coverage from the 98th annual Macoupin County Tournament being held at Southwestern High School in Piasaw this year. And they've done an outstanding job hosting the tournament. And two very intriguing championship games tonight, Terry. You've got the two best teams in the girls' tournament, Southwestern and Mount Olive. Of course, both have been state-ranked throughout the year. That'll tip at 6 o'clock tonight here on FM 106. The boys' game has Gillespie, the top seed, taking on the North Mac Panthers. And, of course, North Mac is no stranger to the county championship game since its formation. But they didn't exactly get there in smooth fashion, did North Mac?
Well, that's, you know, when the tournament is set up with the pool play design, that's what happens sometimes. And
they were in a position last night where, had they lost, they could have been out of the tournament altogether based on free throw percentage. As it was, they won the ball game. They're playing for the championship. The team that beat them the other night, Staunton, they now become the odd team out because they lost the head-to-head with Mount Olive.
Yeah. And Go figure.
That's the cruel reality of pool play, especially if you're the Staunton Bulldogs, both the girls and the boys teams out of the tournament before the final day. But for the boys team, that's a tough one.
Yeah, that is. That is. Considering you did your job and you beat a team, so.
And then North Mac did their job coming back, and you knew they would under T.J. Wilson. Oh. You knew they would respond in a major way, and they got out to a 9-0 lead last night over the host Southwestern Piasaw Birds. They were able to hold them off to punch their ticket into the title.
You know, and there are certain teams that peak at certain times of the year or begin to peak at certain times of the year, and certainly North Mac has been one of those teams in the history of the Macoupin County Tournament. And even going back when T.J. was at Girard, you know, this has been a big week for his teams, and they tend to do very well. So, should be an excellent matchup tonight between Gillespie and North Mac. I don't know, how do you think they match up against each other, Tim?
Well, you know, they always talk about styles making fights. To me, they're not the same type of teams.
Oh, no.
At all. Now, the
no.
intensity would be similar, but Gillespie, they're guard-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've got shooters. They've got the Price brothers. Colin Tiemann can shoot it. Eli Fox can do a variety of things. You got Alex Myers on the inside doing his thing. So, they don't really have size or a prototypical center, per se. They've essentially got five guards on the floor at all times. Whereas North Mac, they've got good guard play, but they've got some length and athleticism.
Yeah.
So, to me, it could come down to rebounding tonight.
We'll see.
Yeah. We'll see. It's
going
to be a
lot. That's why they play them.
I mean, you talk about the county championship game is always going to be intense.
Yes.
But the way that Gillespie and North Mac both play, the brand of basketball that they bring to the floor, just add a little extra to it.
Sure. Just a little mustard on top.
Nothing wrong with that.
Right?
Nothing wrong with that at all. They will start at noon today over at the Macoupin County Tournament with the fifth place girls game. That'll be North Mac and Bunker Hill. The girls' third place game is at 3 o'clock today. That is Carlinville and Gillespie with the championship game tonight at 6 o'clock between Southwestern and Mount Olive. The boys' fifth place game has Mount Olive taking on Carlinville, okay. As Mount Olive won the tiebreaker over Staunton. So Mount Olive is in. Bunker Hill, by virtue of their win over Carlinville, they will play for third place. So Mount Olive, Carlinville for fifth place at 1:30. Southwestern and Bunker Hill, they will play for third place at 4:30. And the boys' championship game tonight is Gillespie and North Mac. And we've had a number of close games. Carlinville, they narrowly beat Bunker Hill, narrowly beat Gillespie. And then you had Bunker Hill, who almost beat Gillespie. So that pool, every single game was down to the wire.
You know, and you go into these tournaments a lot of times, and you expect some of the games to be not necessarily close, only because of seedings and stuff like that. That's not been the case for the Macoupin County tournament this week. This has been a pretty balanced tournament. This has been one of the better tournaments, I think, as parity is concerned.
And looking at the way that the tournament has broken down, we've talked about it before, but with two pools, odd number of teams, you got the three-team pool. That is certainly where you want to be. Whether you're seated, doesn't matter if you're seated first, but if you're not seated first, you'd rather be seated fourth or fifth, because you only have to win two ball games. You look at Staunton in that four-team pool, despite their win over North Mac, they're the odd team out because they had that extra game.
Sure. That's just
it's the way it goes.
The oddity of a seven-team round robin pool play type tournament.
And thank goodness it wound up being decided on the floor. We didn't need any tiebreakers at all. Yeah. But there was a period there where I had Gary Boker scrambling throughout Southwestern High School to get the free throw percentages for Gillespie, Carlinville, and Bunker Hill, because it had the feel that we might need them.
Well, once you know, and that's the difference between the pool play type setup and the brackets, where you know exactly if you win this game, you're going to play at this time against one of these two teams. So it's just a little bit different situation. So.
You know, in the girls' title game tonight, Terry, very, very interesting. You've got a team that basically lives in the county championship game in Southwestern, and a team in Mount Olive, I'm pretty certain this is their first appearance ever in the county title game. I feel fairly confident saying that.
Boy, I cannot recollect a previous participation in the county championship game. Although Mount Olive is very good, the thing about Southwestern, and we say this about Southwestern every year, until you actually rip it away from them, you know.
And they're on their home floor.
So not that it's impossible, because it's not, and that's why they play the ball game.
And you factor into they've lost the championship game the last two years to Carlinville.
Yeah, that's certainly in the back of their mind.
I would imagine so.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
So,
but this is a great test for Mount Olive, though. You know, this is a big game for the Mount Olive Wildcats, only because no matter what happens tonight, this is the type of competition you're going to be seeing in the postseason.
Well,
and that's not that far away.
Right around the corner for the girls. And with them playing in 1A, you've got an opportunity here a couple of weeks out of postseason to play one of the top teams in 2A.
Sure.
So this is a measuring stick game.
And you know, Mount Olive is in there with some pretty tough teams as far as their subsectional is concerned in the postseason. So this is a kind of game that you need to play.
And if you haven't seen Jill Niehaus play yet,
she's a ball player.
Do it. I'm not really into comparing players, ranking players at the high school level, but to me, she is Abby Brockmeyer-esque. I don't know if she's as good as Abby Brockmeyer. I don't know if Abby Brockmeyer's better than Jill. I don't know. But they are both dynamite players with very similar games.
Yeah, she can be on my team.
I'll take her any day of the week.
Any day of the week.
She can handle, she can shoot, she can rebound, she can pass. She can pretty much do anything you want her to do on the basketball floor, and she's like 5'10 or 5'11.
Quite a talented athlete.
Yes. And a junior.
Yes, and a junior.
All those Mount Olive girls are juniors.
Yeah. It's a crazy.
And the one thing that will hold Mount Olive back is going to be the lack of depth. Mm-hmm. They got in major foul trouble against Gillespie on Thursday. They were able to hang on for the win. But there was a period there where Zoe Murphy and Brianna Hinkey both had four and Niehaus had three. And this was early in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Well, when you only have a limited roster in Class 1A, and they're not the only Class 1A school that has that problem.
They are not. They might be the best Class 1A school that has that problem,
though. That's true. That's probably true. So, and that tips at 6 o'clock tonight. And by the way, there's plenty of room at Southwestern, but still, if you want a decent seat, you probably ought to be there plenty early.
I would imagine so. Yeah. There's been pretty good crowds. Yeah. The night that we had the snow, obviously the crowds were affected a little bit. But for the most part, though, the crowds have been very good this week.
Yeah. And by the way, and before we get to our break here, Tim, I want to thank our friends at Southwestern High School and at Litchfield High School. They're hosting the tournaments. We've been there all week long. They do a great job of hosting these tournaments. They're very hospitable. They take care of us, whatever we need. And, you know, we really appreciate the athletic directors, the administration, for all the work they put in. It's not easy to run a week-long tournament.
Heck
it
no.
just isn't easy because there's a lot of, a thousand little details. Yeah, a thousand little details you have to deal with. Plus, you're always concerned about the weather. So, you know, kudos to our friends at Southwestern at Litchfield High School because they've done a terrific job. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
On that, we need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. We will come back with more following these messages. The NFL Conference Championship games are tomorrow, then what, the Super Bowl, which is in February now.
Well, it's ratings
it'll
month.
It'll be in March in 5 years.
Well, no, because February is ratings month.
Oh, the sweeps.
It's what it's all about, the sweeps, Tim.
And the dollars. Dollar bills.
Dollar.
That's right. What do they want to get up to? I think $25 billion a year in revenue by like 2025.
Yes, the arrogance of the National Football
Monopoly
League.
Money.
Oh, geez.
Just silliness.
Yes.
Can't even comprehend that.
No.
I didn't win the Powerball, so I'm here. Really thought I had a chance at it, T.
Really?
No, hey, you can't win if you don't play.
Do you mean to tell me that even if you had won the Powerball, you still wouldn't come in and just have fun here on the sports show?
Oh, yeah, I probably would still come in for the sports show.
No, you probably wouldn't.
You'd be
in the Bahamas. What are you talking about?
I'd call in. I'd call in from the beach with my Mai Tai.
Yeah.
How's it going, fellas? What, snow on the ground, huh? That's rough.
Hey, could I get some more suntan lotion over here?
Although, you know, being in Illinois, I would never have seen that money anyway. They don't pay the lotto winners anymore in this state. That would be my luck. Finally win like some big jackpot. Sorry, we're broke.
Yeah.
Didn't you read the fine print on the tickets?
Oh, no.
Sorry about that.
Yes. You don't get to play Final Jeopardy.
No.
Oh, no.
There was someone, this is cruel, so mean. I mean, I've done some fairly cruel pranks, I guess, to my mother, like on April Fool's Day, you know, things that I'm not proud of, that I thought were funny at the time, turns out not so funny.
Uh-huh.
But there was actually a gentleman who pranked his mother into thinking that she had won $1.5 billion in the lottery.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
cruel.
That's cruel and unusual. Cruel. There's no need for that.
Yeah.
We don't need that.
No, that's extremely cruel. He got grounded.
He was
52 years old and still got grounded.
That's right. His mom took away his Xbox and World of Warcraft. He is grounded. You're grounded.
And you're cleaning gutters for the rest of your life.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
Hey, I looked it up. North Mac has been in existence since 2011.
Mm-hmm.
They've won three of the five counties in that span. I'm pretty sure they lost to Staunton in 2012 in the championship game of the county. Could be wrong about that. But T.J. Wilson looking for his sixth county championship tonight.
So, interesting.
I was thinking about the Girard County Championship game, their last year of existence at Carlinville a number of years ago when Dylan Burton won the county on a dunk. Probably the most fantastic finish to a high school game, certainly in this area, that I have ever seen. I mean, Carlinville's gym was completely sold out. Girard had the bleacher section at Carlinville entirely packed. Place was going nuts. And Dylan Burton gets a steal late in the ball game, breakaway dunk. And it wasn't something like just kind of rattled home the dunk. I mean, it was thunderous and monstrous. As time expired, Girard won the county in their last year of existence, and I really thought that the house was going to come down there that night in Carlinville, too.
Yeah, yeah. And remember, he had hurt his ankle on the jump ball.
On the jump ball, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. But still slammed it home.
What a way for the county tournament to end.
Yes. Somebody had called me and was asking me a little bit about the county tournament in history, and I said, well, that's one game I remember, you know, with Burton.
And, you know, with the brackets being gone now, which you and I both don't care for at all, but turns out we have no power.
Yeah.
But that Friday night was always the best night. That boys' championship semifinal night produced some of the most thrilling historic games in the long storied history of this tournament. And you've talked about it before, T. So much pressure on the home team in these tournaments.
Oh,
like last night for Southwestern. The pressure is never in the championship game. It's in that semifinal mm-hmm. night trying to get into the title game on your home court.
I look at it this way, Tim. You know, back when the IHSA used to run the quarterfinal rounds on Friday, that was probably one of the best days of basketball when you had eight different teams competing. Much the same situation for the semifinal night at the Macoupin County Tournament. That's kind of how I think about it. You know, some of the greatest basketball games you have were in those semifinals because you're trying to get to the championship game and you're clawing and scratching and try to do what you need to do. But those semifinal nights were some of the greatest nights of basketball I can ever remember at the Macoupin County Tournament.
Absolutely.
So there was one night at Bunker Hill. It was
multiple overtimes. Multiple overtimes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Just absolutely. Yes. was just one of the probably the craziest nights ever.
Of course, Nick Sloman, the girls' coach at North Mac now.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a player he was.
Oh. We have been blessed with some ball players around here.
We need like a virtual reality tournament to set up, you know, like a 2-on-2 or 3-on-3, the Sloman brothers.
Can you imagine? Can
the
you
Price
imagine?
Brothers, the the Allen brothers.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I'm sure I'm forgetting someone.
Can you imagine the problems we would run into trying to properly program all this? Oh my goodness.
Put the Hughes
brothers
in there.
If you go all the way back to when I first started here, I mean, we can go back to the 93 Staunton team and the 93 Verdon team. That Verdon beat, you know, Staunton in the county championship. And Verdon, and what people don't realize, Verdon the year before was in the super sectional in the state tournament and lost in the super. So they were a very good team.
That's definitely one of the great trivia facts, You know. That Verdon's always got that. Oh, Staunton may have won the state tournament, but we got you in the county. And, you know, that's just one of the great little side notes to this historic tournament got a state champion, but they didn't even win the county tournament that year.
Yeah. It's just crazy.
It wasn't that – you probably had the call, but wasn't that multiple overtimes when they played in the county? I feel like it was. Like, it was a tight ball game that really went down to it.
You know, I'd have to look.
I could be wrong.
I think I've actually saved the score sheets from that year. And I'd have to dig through it all and check into it. It's been such a long time.
1993 is a long time ago now.
There's been a lot of ball games come and go since then. So I've been and I was also explaining I can remember doing the Macoupin County tournament, Tim, before they went to added the girls part of the tournament and went to the brackets where they had the consolation brackets. I remember the single elimination Macoupin County tournament
in its purest form.
In its purest form, where you know you lose one game, you're gone. So that was a few years ago. I think that was 1980 or 79. I think that was.
And remember when they had nine teams on the boys' tournament, when they had Northwestern, mm-hmm. it was set up. If the one seed lost on that first day to 8 or 9, they were out.
Yeah.
And that happened once, at least that I can think of. I know it happened once. Where the top seed
lost
their first game, and then
they
couldn't go into the consolation bracket because the loser of that 8-9 game was already there.
Yeah. That was kind of a...
Just an oddity.
Odd thing there.
You don't expect the top seed to lose the first game, but it's sports, and it does happen every once in a while.
Yeah, and there are times where, you know, earlier in the season, a team wins by a great deal in the Macoupin County tournament, and then later in the season, in the postseason tournament, the teams meet again, and the team that lost in the county just dominates the team in the regional tournament.
So. See, we saw that with North Mac and Staunton this week. North Mac had just beaten Staunton by almost 30 a few weeks earlier.
Yeah, like 2 weeks or 2.5 weeks earlier.
And then
in
the county tournament, Staunton gets them.
That's why they play the game.
That's why they play the game. You just never know.
So that makes it fun. Makes it a fun week.
Of course, last night we had Litchfield Hillsboro boys in the ninth place game at Litchfield. And that was in Panther Gym. What an atmosphere that was.
Well, that was a little packed.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. It was a little packed. But
Josh Frankie got his 1,000th career point last night.
Congratulations to Josh. Mm-hmm. And Litchfield came away with a 63-50 win over Hillsboro. And those games are you flip a coin and call heads or tails, and you know that's kind of how the deal is. So you never know who's going to win. In the 11th place game, Lebanon beat East Altonwood River 58-42. So Hillsboro Litchfield, I think they're done for the year.
Yeah, they don't have that second regular season matchup.
And the only way they would meet again would be perhaps in the postseason. So, and I don't know how that's...
We won't know that for a little while.
We won't know that for a little
normally,
while.
Normally, their seedings aren't such where they meet up as frequently as the girls used to.
Well, I think, though, if history bears me out here, and I don't have the records, but I think Hillsboro and Litchfield have played, like, the last 3 or 4 years in the opening game of the regionals.
The boys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
The opening game, okay.
Yeah, the opening game.
Because Hillsboro and Litchfield have girls have played in the championship a number of times here recently.
But it seems to me like they've played several times. And again, it's just trying to remember all this stuff is just virtually impossible. I'm just getting too old.
All starts to run together.
Yeah, they do. You know, when you start talking about eras and you mentioned the Sloman kids from Girard and that era, and the Allen boys from Gillespie, and you start try to put all these together, especially with the Macoupin County tournament. It's just impossible. I mean, it's just. You need to actually sit down and actually do some research the information in front of you.
I don't know who's actually in charge of the Macoupin County tournament. I don't know if there's a board of directors. I don't know. But I really hope that there is something special done for the 100th tournament.
Oh yeah.
In a couple of years, they can find some of the great players from the tournament's past. Get them back there for a little recognition or something. Hopefully, there's some sort of great. Historical retrospective done at the 100.
You would think somewhere somebody's got some sort of information as far as totals and other than just who won.
Right.
So that would be neat.
See what happens.
That would be neat. That's right. Maybe we could put you in charge of that.
And that's not so neat anymore. I don't know, T. That sounds like a lot of work.
Sounds like an awful lot of work.
Sounds like a lot of work. Surely someone has already been doing it.
Yeah.
Surely. It can't be me.
So somebody's out there going, why did they bring that up?
Why?
Why did they bring
that
up?
Way to go, Mize.
Way to go.
We need a break here on Sports Saturday. We're back with more in a moment.
Championship day for the Macoupin County Tournament, the Litchfield Invitational Tournament, and coming up in a few minutes, we'll talk a little bit about the Highland Girls Tournament as well. So.
And in about 25 minutes, we're going to have TJ Wilson, the head coach of North Mac. He's going to join us here on Sports Saturday. TJ officiating a little man's basketball game right now, so we'll get to TJ in about 25 minutes here on WSMI Sports Saturday. Three games on the docket today. We will start with the fifth-place game from the Litchfield Invitational. It is Nokomis and Roxana, live coverage at 4 o'clock today right here on FM 106. And then our championship coverage from the Macoupin County Tournament will begin at 6 o'clock with the girls' title game. It'll be Southwestern and Mount Olive. And then at 8 o'clock tonight in the boys' championship, it'll be the Gillespie Miners and the North Mac Panthers. Both games will be on FM 106, and all the action today will stream online at WSMIRadio.com. And, of course, you can always follow us on the Twitter at WSMI Sports. Big regular season game comes up on Thursday the 28th as Southwestern will travel to Hillsboro to take on the Toppers. We'll have that game Thursday night live at 7:30 right here on FM 106 and online at WSMIRadio.com. So, a big few days here for the Southwestern Lady Piasaw Birds. You get a solid 1A squad in Mount Olive in the county championship tonight, and then you get one of the top teams in 2A, which Southwestern, they would also fit into that group, so they will have a big ball game road test Thursday night at Hillsboro. It'll be interesting to see how that one turns out. Expect a dynamite affair there. Of course, the Toppers coming off of a couple of losses over at the Highland Invitational, but we've seen it before. Hillsboro will be better for the week over in Highland, despite coming out with a couple of losses. Of course, you can always get all of our high school broadcasts online, WSMIRadio.com. We stream everything at Network One Sports. Now, if you want to get into our archives, you just go to WSMIRadio.com and click on Listen, and you can access games. I think we got them going all the way back to 2010. Joining us on the phone right now is the head coach of the Southwestern Piasaw Birds, Steve Woolley. Steve, thanks for a few minutes of your time today. How you doing?
Good. Yourself?
I cannot complain. And you are no stranger to being in this championship game. You find yourself there once again on your home floor, no less. But my first question would be, losing in the title game the last 2 years, has that been any sort of talk amongst your kids leading into this game?
No, I don't think so. We're just always looking forward. You know, I don't think we look back too much. So we're pretty goal-oriented, and I feel like they're pretty motivated. You know, we've had a couple bad breaks the last couple years, and I got beat on a buzzer beater 2 years ago, and then you know, this past season, Kelce getting hurt in opening game, and, you know, just, you know, we've had some bad breaks, and I think our kids are ready and motivated to want to get back in the, you know, back in the driver's seat with the county.
We'll put the buzzer beater in quotations for now. Yeah. But, Steve, as you look at this team, your team, over the years, I think that's been one of your great abilities is you guys always just worry about the next game up. You don't worry about what happened before or maybe what's happening next week.
No, I don't think you can. I think, you know, it's a matter of just trying to continue to make progress throughout the season. And I know the county's a focus for a lot of people, but, you know, for us, it's just another step trying to get to the end of the season, and hopefully you're playing your best basketball down the stretch.
And how nice is it to have Kelce Rhodes back? You mentioned she got hurt in this tournament last year. Such an important part of your club.
Oh, yeah. That was just devastating for us last year. You know, we had a good run going there, and then, you know, it's just like somebody pulls the carpet out from under you now. So, you know, great to have her back. She's been pretty healthy, and knock on wood, she's going to have a big night for us tonight.
Steve, when you've been as successful as Southwestern has been over the years, a lot of times people will kind of circle the Southwestern game on the calendar, and you always seem to get the best from the opposing teams when you play them.
Yes, I mean, you know, we expect that every time out. I mean, like I said, we know we have a target on our back most of the time, and I think our kids respond pretty well to that. We've been in that situation quite a few times. So, I mean, I don't know, you know, we really need the added pressure, you know, because as you know, when you go into the postseason, you know, every possession is huge, and I think any opportunities you get to continue to play in that type of situation is just better for your kids.
And a good opponent for you tonight, Mount Olive, one of the top teams in Class 1A. You guys, of course, up there in Class 2A. But what are some of the challenges that Mount Olive will present for you guys tonight?
Well, I'd say overall, I mean, they're a very athletic team. The guards move very well. They're quick. They've got two nice big kids that can put the ball in the basket. And I just think they have some balance, you know. And, you know, they like to press. And, you know, if you're not ready to take care of the basketball, that can cause people problems. But I'm just more impressed. They move the ball pretty well. I think Dave's done a nice job over there, you know, bringing those kids along, and we're expecting a good ball game tonight.
Of course, they're going to have a big atmosphere to deal with tonight, being on your home floor. I would imagine you are anticipating a pretty raucous atmosphere tonight.
Well, I hope so. I mean, our boys and us will be playing back-to-back tonight, and, you know, I think we'll have a decent crowd, and I mean, our kids are kind of used to playing in front of that kind of crowd. I mean, I don't know how much they have, but I mean, you know, like I said, I you know, love the environment, you know, for the championship games in the county, and our kids, you know, are looking forward to that.
Steve, with the fact that Southwestern's hosting the tournament this week, has there been some additional duties that maybe distracted you a little bit or have forced you to refocus on paying attention to the game itself?
Well, yes, it's a pretty big undertaking, you know, scheduling the whole thing and making sure everything goes smoothly, which I feel like it has so far. But it is a big undertaking, and it does take some of your focus away from your coaching. But, you know, fortunately, you only have to do it like once every 7 years. We're doing our duty, and I'm trying to do the best I can at wearing two hats. And you know, so far we're in the home stretch. That's here right. Tonight. So hopefully I can get through that and recover on Sunday.
That's right. You guys have done an outstanding job hosting the 98th installment of the tournament. And Steve, I guess the last thing for you, it's hard for me to believe that Maddie Greeling, Kelce Rhodes, that they are seniors now. Has it gone as fast for you these last 4 years?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think anytime you got kids that work as hard as these kids have and you have the kind of success that we've had, I think, you know, time does fly. And, I mean, I also had them in middle school, so I've actually been around them 6 straight years, and it's hard to believe that they're at the end of their careers. But, you know, they've done a really nice job of being ambassadors for Southwestern School District. And, I mean, they've represented us very well over those years. And, you know, it's going to be a heartbreak when I see them go, you know.
Steve, girls basketball has come so far since you became the head coach back in the mid-90s. Is middle school basketball, junior high basketball, is that probably the biggest reason for the step forward?
I mean, I believe so. I mean, back when I, back when I chose to do both levels, I mean, there weren't many people doing that at that time. I know Bob Allen, had his hand in that over at Litchfield a little bit, but other than that, there really weren't a lot of people doing it at that time. And it's just to get that consistency, from one level to the next, just the terminology and getting the fundamentals put in and getting the kids used to the kind of work ethic you want to see at the high school level. I mean, that's huge. You know, I know Kevin's doing a good job over at Gillespie with that now. And, I mean, it's a lot of time and it's a lot of dedication, it definitely does make a huge impact on the high school program if you've got people willing to be that dedicated.
Steve Wood, the head coach of the Southwestern Piasaw Birds. They are back in the championship game tonight against Mount Olive, live at 6 here on FM 106. Coach, good luck tonight, and thanks for some time this morning.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate you guys' coverage, and I'll see you tonight.
All right, sounds good. Steve Woolley, the head coach of the Southwestern Lady Piasaw Birds, and T.I. said it before, but that man, he's a Hall of Fame basketball coach.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Just go someday, just log on to piasawbirds.com and just go through the season and just look at the win totals, but forget the – look at the loss totals.
Oh,
it's like Greenville football.
Yeah.
Just a really small number in the right-hand column.
And, quality kids.
Yes.
And he talks about them, like Maddie, and being an ambassador for Southwestern High School. And so many of these kids, and that's really the thing about sports, is that you're trying to build good citizens. And this is a great example. And how many times, Tim, do we hear other coaches saying, well, we want to emulate Southwestern.
Right.
Because we like what they do. They do it the right way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We need a break here on Sports Saturday. We will come back with more in a moment.
WSMI Sports Saturday. It is tournament championship day, as we'll have coverage from the Macoupin County Tournament beginning at 6 tonight with a girls' title game. 8 o'clock, the boys' title game. Before that, though, we'll have the fifth-place game from the Litchfield Invitational Tournament with Nokomis taking on Roxana. That'll be a 4 o'clock start. So
right.
4, 6, and 8 tonight.
And what we will not have is the Fighting Illini. They're
no.
playing Minnesota today. We're preempting
yeah.
for our championship coverage. But after that debacle on Tuesday, I don't think anyone's really going to miss it too much. 103-69.
It was.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Gave up, what, 19 threes?
There was less than stellar effort there.
Boy. Not good.
Yeah.
Not good.
And, John Gross is... He's had to put up with injuries, which obviously are not his fault, but he's certainly not in a very good position right now for the Illini.
No.
Considering they're going to get a new athletic director and,
Writing's kind of on the wall.
I think so.
And that's the way that we've talked about before with college athletics and pro sports.
Yeah.
You don't get time anymore.
Yeah.
If you have a few injuries and you have a few down years, they're going to move on.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the unfortunate reality. I'm surprised there haven't been people calling for Krzyzewski's head after Duke lost 3 in a row.
Oh.
Get him out. But
well,
it's almost
become
extreme.
Coach K's the exception to the rule.
He is.
Because he's been there long enough and you can see the success that
he
has. With somebody like John Gross, who really came from a mid-major.
But Krzyzewski's talked about this before, T. His first few years were not good.
Yeah.
If he had those first few years now, he would have been fired.
Sure.
He would have never had the chance, because he was coming from Army.
Yeah.
Wasn't good early, but they stuck with him, and now he's the greatest coach in the history of college basketball. But think about if there would have been the knee-jerk reactions back then that we have now. You would have fired Mike Krzyzewski after 4 or 5 years at Duke because we're not any good. He hasn't won it fast enough. It takes time. Doesn't a coach really need a minimum of 10 years? I think at the college level to get a couple full recruiting classes cycled all the way through.
Sure.
all the way through. No guys don't get 10 years. But
oh, no.
It doesn't happen.
No.
But to me, really, if you're firing a guy before 10 years, unless he's just done something stupid off the court, you're being a little short-sighted. Look like the Pittsburgh Steelers in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
They've had 3 coaches ever.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah. 3. They're good every
year. And there's a reason they're in the playoffs every year.
There's a reason.
Pretty much, yeah.
You look at the Cardinals in baseball. Yeah. Not a lot of turnover up top. The team, no matter the sport, pick the sport. You look at the team.
And no matter the level.
No matter the level. The teams that are consistently good have that. Southwestern Girls, Steve Woolley.
Yeah.
Nokomis Boys, Steve Kimbrough.
Yeah.
When Bunker Hill was doing their thing, Jim Lofka.
Jim Lofka, absolutely.
It's not a coincidence.
And you know, and yet you would think that the powers that be at places like the University of Illinois should know that.
They should, but...
They should know, but they don't, because they have so much pressure, I think, from the alumni and from fundraising venues and people.
Satisfy me now, culture, too, though.
Yeah. I think that's what ends up happening. So. That's unfortunate. You know, I don't think John Gross is a bad coach at all.
I like John Gross.
I like his style of basketball.
But how different would it be if he had and he knew he had the support of everybody in the university?
Oh, well.
He's like, yeah, we know it's bad now. Yeah. We've been through a lot of injuries. But this is our guy.
Yeah.
This is the guy that's going to take us where we want to be. But you don't hear that.
No.
And you'll never hear that.
No. There's been, this has not been a great year for the U of I. in many respects, not just athletically.
Yeah.
It's been a rough year for the University of Illinois. So,
and I guess it's not
rough year
get
for the
better.
For the state of Illinois.
Boy, ILL.
Yeah.
Bad.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. So, my gosh. I don't know. Maybe spring training will brighten our mood.
It's right around the corner.
Yeah.
Of course, if Yachty's thumb's not better, that's not going to be too much mood brightening.
Oh no, no, that's not good. That's not good. By the way, I mentioned earlier, Tim, that the Highland Invitational Tournament wraps up today. Breeze Central taking on Salem in the girls' championship game at 2:30 this afternoon. Triad and Belleville West playing in the third place game. Altoff and Highland meeting in the fifth place game, and T-Town and Taylorville playing in the consolation championship. Hillsboro won their first game against Nashville and then lost to a very good Salem team. So,
and like you always say, T, the miniature state tournament over there at Highland. And once again this year, it proved to be just that. So the Litchfield Invitational fifth place game today, Nokomis and Roxana live at 4 o'clock here on FM 106. And our championship coverage from Macoupin County will get underway at 6 o'clock. It'll be Southwestern and Mount Olive. And at 8 o'clock tonight, the boys' championship game has Gillespie taking on North Mac. That game live at 8 tonight on FM 106. It's all at WSMIRadio.com.
And Casey Schultes is joining us on the phone.
Casey, how you doing this morning, sir?
Great, thank you.
Always good to play for the county championship. And do you think there's anything, every year is different, but is there anything to be learned from last year's game that you can take to tonight's game?
Well, last year, one of the things that we faced was we got down way too big, way too early, and then spent a lot of energy trying to get back in the game, and then didn't really have enough to finish the task. So hopefully we can get off to a little bit of a better start this year and not have to climb that mountain coming back.
And that's one thing I think your team has done this year very well, Casey, is get out of the gate quick.
We're a senior and led ball club that's been through a lot of battles together, and they do a pretty good job of knowing what they need to do to get ready to play a game and hitting the ground running.
And Casey, as you look at North Mac, they've got some long athletic guys in that front line.
Obviously, they were watching the game last night, and it just seemed like they had a never-ending string of athletic kids coming off the bench and replacing the athletic kids that they had on the floor, all of whom were quite a bit taller than our kids.
And I guess, Casey, that it's not an ideal thing, but it's something you've been dealing with it all year. So you guys have the style that you want to play.
Yes. We like to play up-tempo, get out and run when we can, try and speed the game up a little bit. Put some pressure on defensively. Everybody knows what we're going to do, because getting into that half-court grinded-out match is not really playing to our strengths.
We talked about it a little bit last night after you guys beat Carlinville in the first game, but you guys have been tested here since the holiday. You lost three games out against three quality teams in Plains, Hillsboro, and Litchfield, and then two tough ball games for you in the county. How would you assess your kids and your team post-holiday tournament championship?
I'd say that they've been challenged and had kind of a choice to either say, hey, the season's not gone how we wanted it to, and fold the tent and back down, or to meet that challenge and battle back and try to reach our goals. And I think they've done a real good job of responding in a positive manner and getting a couple hard hard-fought victories and put themselves in a chance to win a county championship.
And Casey, when you get in those types of ball games late in a tournament setting, that's really when you do find a lot about your club.
Yes, and I think last night was, you know, just a great example, being down in the fourth quarter again by a couple possessions, and you know, Nick Price steps up and takes the ball hard to the basket and gets a tough shot, and Eli Fox comes down and gets an and-one. You know, Evan Price hits a big three coming down. You know, and defensive efforts by everybody on the team, doing those little things that they need to try to, you know, close out a game.
You know, I think back to a week ago when you had that game against Bunker Hill, and at the end of a game, obviously, everyone's going to be keyed in on Evan, going to be keyed in on Nick, but that can be what makes you guys so dangerous. You can't forget about Colin Tiemann.
Well, Colin's very high up there in the area leaders for three-point makes on the season, and he's put hours in on the gym. I mean, hours and hours shooting thousands of shots, and he was ready for that shot. Evan's out of the game with five fouls. You know, everybody's looking for Nick to take that shot. And we felt confident that anybody who was on the court when it came crunch time could knock down the shot. They left Colin open, and he drilled it.
And, Casey, I've talked to a couple of your kids. They're always in the gym. They're always playing basketball.
Oh, you can't get them out.
Good things tend to happen when kids are gym rats, you know?
All right.
That really is a coach's dream, though, isn't it, Casey? When you got to say, okay, boys, we got to go. We got to go.
You know, one of the things you worry about is the season's going to be over and the kids are going to put the ball down in March and they're not going to pick it up again until November. And that's never been a concern with these guys. They never put the basketball down. And a lot of them are playing other sports, and they're working at basketball while they're working at baseball, and they're working at baseball while they're working at football. They just love athletics, and they're out playing and doing all the time. And I think it's really served them well across the board.
Small school athletes.
Yeah, yeah. And Casey, just how much fun is it to be coaching in the championship game tonight? I mean, just as from the coach's standpoint, it's a good time, isn't it?
Oh, it's an absolute blast. And to be into something with the tradition that the Macoupin County Tournament does, and it's just a different feel when you walk into that gym on championship night and you see the crowds and you feel part of that history. It's a special place.
All right, Casey, good luck tonight, sir. We'll see you there.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Casey Schultz is the head coach of the Gillespie Miners. We need a break here on Sports Saturday. We've still got TJ Wilson, the head coach of North Mac. He will join us in a few minutes here on Sports Saturday.
Championship day from the Macoupin County Tournament and the Litchfield Invitational Tournament, and we'll have coverage from the Litchfield Tournament with the fifth place game with Nokomis and Roxanne at 4 this afternoon here on FM 106, and then the title games from Macoupin County, the girls with Southwestern Mount Olive at 6, and the boys' title game, North Mac and Gillespie, at about 8 o'clock. And, of course, the announcement of the all-tournament teams and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. And, of course, last Saturday, Nokomis lost in the Mohawk Championship game to Athens.
Yeah, very good Athens team.
That's right.
And we knew Athens was good. Absolutely. Yeah, Athens is a good team. Both boys' and girls' teams this year. Very, very good teams. So, but then Nokomis comes in and, you know,
They do what they do.
And
see the 10th playing for 5th.
Yeah. Shocking, isn't it?
No, not at all.
Really.
See, I just told you off here, I don't know. I wonder how Kay Hirsch's free popcorn night went.
Oh, yes.
At the wrestling match. You know, if you went up and found Kyle, I guess, last night, he was going to buy you a bag of popcorn. Yeah. Hopefully some people took advantage of that.
Well.
Free popcorn.
We'll find out. Kyle may be working overtime to pay for that popcorn.
That's right after he took the polar plunge.
Yes.
Oops.
By the way, they had like 50 people doing that
polar
plunge.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Not for me. But
I can't imagine myself doing that.
I can't do that. No. No. Not for me.
But for those who did it, well done.
Thank you. By the way, we've got a couple of big basketball games coming up, girls basketball games this next week. And of course, we're heading down the home stretch now in the regular season. Thursday night, Southwestern Hillsboro, 7:30 on WSMI FM 106. And then a week from tonight, it's Litchfield at Hillsboro. Another wild and woolly affair.
You know, that Southwestern Hillsboro girls game, as far as regular season games go, that's about as big of a game that we've had in the South Central Conference for a while.
Yeah. Well, you know, in Hillsboro, if you look at their schedule, they've got Southwestern on Thursday, Litchfield on Saturday, and I think they've got Pena the following Monday. So, and then Nokomis the following Thursday. So,
but you want to know why, besides talent and coaching, that Hillsborough is generally good postseason? Because they're coming out of Highland now.
Yeah.
You just mentioned their schedule, yeah. And then it's postseason.
Yeah.
So they're ready.
You know, and that's what you want. You want to play those teams that are going to challenge you down, and even if it costs you a loss, you want to play those teams. Down the stretch. And by the way, the seeding meetings are set for this coming Wednesday for girls regionals, for girls 1A and 2A regionals. Of course, Litchfield's 3A, so it'll be the following week. We'll have to wait for their seeding. So,
you know, along the lines of, you know, tougher schedules, North Mac kind of falls into that category. Mm-hmm. Playing in the Sangamo, mm-hmm. you know, they get up a little further north, so they play a different type of schedule than a lot of the other teams in the Macoupin County tournament.
You know, you play Pleasant Plains, you play Athens, you play Williamsville. These guys are not pushovers, that's for darn sure. They have quality programs year in and year out, and North Mac competes very well with them.
And that will be the interesting thing that I'm watching tonight, is really the competition at the guards mm-hmm. tonight, you know, because who's going to check Evan Price? North Mac's going to get up in their face.
Sure.
And they're going to pressure him. And they've got a full court press that mm-hmm. they're running, you know. I mean, it's full on trap. They're going for the trap and the steal.
And it's, you know, and I've said for a long time, give me five guards, you know, and good things can happen. And certainly there are a lot of different weapons for Gillespie. I would say, you know, they've got that going for them tonight. So, but
pressure disrupts, though.
But pressure disrupts. And when you're long and lanky like North Mac, you know, and it's not so much that you're going to block a shot, but you're going to alter a shot. You're going to alter a pass. You're going to make somebody think about, well, instead of doing this, we're going to do this, and it's probably not the best choice. So, you know, there's a lot of other things that go on within the confines of the ball game itself. That long and lanky can do. So, should be an interesting ball game tonight.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Both of them should be very intense, high-level basketball.
Very games. Seldom are we ever disappointed on championship night at the Macoupin County Tournament.
It very rarely happens.
Yeah, they're usually terrific ball games. So,
we'll expect nothing different tonight.
Nope, nothing different tonight. So, that's what we expect, so. By the way, you can find podcasts. Did you mention this earlier? Podcasts?
I mentioned it briefly.
Okay. Well, and we've had some questions about podcasts of our sporting events. And by the way, they don't cost you anything when you come to the website for WSMI. It's WSMIRadio.com. If you want to download a copy, you can do it for free. Like I like to tell people, it's a tin roof. It's on the house. Doesn't cost you a dime.
We've got our archives that go back, I think, to 2010.
Yeah.
So just WSMIRadio.com, then click on Listen.
Right.
And then from there, you'll be able to.
There are other ways to go find copies of it, and it's going to cost you through Network One Sports. Don't go there.
For the live stream, you go
there. You go there. Yeah. 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 So, but if you want to listen,
free.
Yes. So.
We are approaching the top of the hour here on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsborough, Carthenville, and Greenville.